It's 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the fifth day of February for 2018. In the news for today, another suspect has been arrested in a confrontation at the Amador County Fair that left a man with a broken leg. A previously unidentified suspect has been charged and taken into custody. According to court documents, Cameron Crocker of Stockton appeared in Amador Superior Court on Tuesday morning on his own recognizance. The Amador County DA's office filed an amended criminal complaint in the case to include Crocker, who then entered a not guilty plea to the charges of assault likely to cause gross bodily injury and battery with serious bodily harm. Crocker was then taken into custody by sheriff's bailiffs and held on $50,000 bond. Justin Lee Yarborough of Ione and Victoria Christine King of Rancho Murrieta had previously been arrested and charged in the July 30, 2017 incident and were scheduled for a preliminary hearing in the case on Tuesday. According to reports at the time of the incident, a political argument between the defendants and a 13-year-old boy in the junior livestock area of the Amador County Fairgrounds allegedly escalated into a physical fight that left the 13-year-old's father with a broken leg. The planned preliminary hearing was preempted by the arrest of Crocker, and the case will return to court. Now with three defendants, they're set to return to court on April 24th for a preliminary hearing.
A call to investigate a possible tractor theft in progress. Calaveras deputies wound up arresting two suspects on numerous warrants. According to Calaveras sheriff officials, just before 2 p.m. Thursday, deputies responded to Avenue A in Mountain Ranch after hearing reports several subjects may be planning to steal a tractor. Subjects matching descriptions given were located, but as deputies approached, one male subject ran away on foot, ignoring commands to stop. Ricky Cavasso, a known Calaveras County transient, located walking in the woods and arrested after it was determined there were several warrants out for his arrest. While investigating, several more subjects showed up in a vehicle, among them Cicely Johnson. She was taken into custody on a felony arrest warrant out of Solano County. Now, the rest of the subjects, following interviews, released at the scene. Cavasso was booked into the Calaveras County Jail on warrants for felony evading and driving with a suspended license, displaying a false registration, and probation violation. His bail came to $70,000. Johnson's bail set at $75,000. The sheriff's office says the incident still under investigation.
And a Mountain Ranch man was arrested early Thursday morning for vandalism, trespassing, and driving under the influence. According to the CHP, officers received a report about 1:45 in the morning that a red Ford Mustang was spotted doing donuts on the baseball field at San Andreas Elementary School. The vehicle was gone when the officer arrived on scene. However, officials located the car in San Andreas and spoke with the driver, 20-year-old Galvin Lopez. Lopez was found to be intoxicated and was booked into the county jail on a variety of charges.
Amador Fire Protection District teaming up with the American Red Cross to promote home fire safety in several neighborhoods throughout Plymouth this month. Saturday, February 10th, Amador Fire and American Red Cross personnel will go door-to-door in the Plymouth Mobile Home Park, as well as Rancho del Oro Mobile Home Park, to show how to test your home's smoke alarms and ensure they're functioning properly. Personnel will also install functioning smoke alarms or replace batteries if they find alarms are not working properly. Finally, personnel can help you and your family create a home fire escape plan. For more information, visit American Red Cross online.
And tomorrow is the deadline to purchase your tickets for the 10th annual Love Affair Ball, set for Saturday, February 17th at the Jackson Rancheria Grand Oak Ballroom. It's the perfect Valentine date night. It includes a steak and lobster dinner, special Valentine favors, fabulous auction, and dancing to Darren Sexton and Highway 49. Now, doors open up at 5:30 for NoHo's Cocktails, dinner at 7, dancing to follow. Tickets to the Love Affair Ball are only $100 per person or $1,000 for a table of 10. All the proceeds will go to help the Amador County Fair Foundation help the Amador County Fair.
Well, are you interested in improving the quality and variety in your backyard orchard? Well, join the Master Gardeners of Amador County Saturday, February 10th for a class on grafting backyard fruit trees. Local Master Gardeners will present a hands-on clinic covering grafting techniques for home gardeners. whip, tongue, and cleft grafts will be demonstrated and practiced. Bud grafts will also be discussed. You'll also learn how to grow a fruit salad tree. A variety of fruit tree cuttings will be available for participants to take home, along with various handouts. The class is free, open to the public, no reservations required. The class will be held in the GSA building on Airport Road, Sutter Hill, from 9 to noon. For questions, call the UCCE Master Gardeners of Amador County at the UC Cooperative Extension Office, 10 to noon, Tuesday through Thursday, 223-6838.
And you can give the gift of life today during the Veterans Community Blood Drive. Drop in any time between 10:30 and 5:30 today at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill. Make sure you bring a photo ID and eat and drink at least an hour before donating. Donors will receive a T-shirt. For more information, visit bloodsource.org, or better yet, just show up. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.